SARS continues in Hong Kong, but at a much reduced level. Today, there were just 5 new cases reported. At the epidemic's peak, there were dozens of new cases each day. The WHO has praised Hong Kong officials for their openness in fighting SARS, but it was a different story in the early days of the outbreak. The government was providing hardly any information at all. So 4 young men took things into their own hands. They set up a website called sosick.org to bring SARS to the attention of the city's population. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
On March 13th, a few days after a surprising number of patients began getting sick with an unusual type of pneumonia, the Hong Kong Secretary for Health, Welfare, and Food announced that there was no cause for worry on the part of the public. But Nelson Kwan and his friends weren't convinced. They felt there might be more to this outbreak than the government was saying. So he and his 3 friends decided to create a website to share whatever information they could find about the new disease. The Man Wah Wong Internet Cafe is a few steps from Lockhart Road in the shopping district known as Causeway Bay. A few weeks ago, this area was deserted as people stayed at home fearing infection. Now, the area is jammed with shoppers. Kwan settles into a cushion on the floor and calls up the homepage. His first job each day is to screen the new postings.
There might be some foul languages, and we have to remove that.
Kwan says at first, he and his friends had modest ambitions for the website.
To begin with, it was a website for our friends and families, because we heard a lot of different rumors about SARS, so that's why we had this idea.
The website, called sosick.org, became the site for information about SARS in Hong Kong. In mid-March, people were panicked by SARS. Kwan says people wanted to know who was getting sick, how many were dying, and most importantly, how they could protect themselves. Kwan says the government simply wasn't providing the information. SoSick.org filled the void. It posted links to websites around the world where basic facts about SARS were being posted. There was information about hand washing and masks. Most popular was a list of apartment buildings that had SARS cases. Soon, the site was getting more than 500,000 hits a day. It was a lot of work. Kwan was spending 5 or 6 hours a day managing the website, in addition to his day job as a computer engineer. John Lau, another of SoSick's founders, says by April, the Hong Kong government began to be more forthcoming with the data it was collecting.
What happened is the government's actually doing the job that we were doing before, and as a government, I think they should be the centralized point instead of us.
The website has evolved. Lau says it's now primarily a bulletin board where people post messages describing how they feel about the SARS epidemic. Many of the messages talk about personal loss. Some describe lingering anxiety about the disease. Nelson Kwan scrolls to a message from a nurse named Fiona. On March 16th, Fiona says she got sick, but still had to go to work on the next day because her hospital was short of staff. Kwan starts reading the posting aloud. He says the next day, Fiona got a high fever.
She went for an X-ray and found that she had SARS. And at that moment, she could not accept reality.
When you read something like that, how does it make you feel?
All this makes me feel that I really respect those medical workers, even though actually they are quite scared. They have to carry on and keep working. And that makes me feel quite touched.
Looking back, John Lau says the internet was an obvious choice for letting people know about SARS. He says about half of all homes in Hong Kong have internet access, and even those who don't have computers themselves surely know someone who does.
I mean, we can see how these websites actually spread faster than the SARS disease. And that's the power of internet.
Lau says there was never an idea of making money from the venture. In fact, he and his 3 colleagues had to shell out an extra $650 a month to pay for the excess bandwidth their website was using. Still, Lau says it was worth it.
I think it is good to do something that is good for the society. From the feedbacks that we get from our emails, I think everyone seems to appreciate what we do. So I think we get the satisfaction from everyone in Hong Kong, I guess.
Lau says that is better than money. J. Joe Palca, NPR News, Hong Kong.